Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at Fist of the Blue Sky Regenesis from Polygon Pictures, and it is streaming on Crunchyroll. And I'd like you to know, Regenesis does what Retendo doesn't.
Great way to start, I think. Start strong, and we'll just go up from there. This is a new telling of the Fist of the Blue Sky series. So this is a prequel to Fist of the North Star, and it takes place in World War II Shanghai. And there has been an anime of this before, but this starts from the beginning, so.
And yeah, it's before the apocalypse, so there are no dudes on motorcycles with mohawks killing off farmers that piss off Kenshiro. But there are lots of gangsters that randomly murder people. So the world.
Wait, did you just say that Kenshiro was killing random peasants?
No, the guys on motorcycles kill the peasants, and then Kenshiro has to.
Oh, okay, them. Okay. I was like, what Fist of the North Star are you watching?
I'm watching Edgelord Fist of the North Star.
Kenshiro, he has not traveled back in time to also be in this series, although you might be confused.
You're like, man, when does Kenshiro wear, like, weird silk outfits and smoke all the time? Nope, this is a early-er Kenshiro. Apparently, like, he eventually ties into the original Kenshiro, but that's...
But they're not related.
No.
By blood or anything like that. So they just are related by name.
And appearance.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. I mean, why would you get confused that you thought that they were related by blood? That would be ridiculous, because everyone in this show looks like they're the same person. You know, the war is sort of around, but not so oppressive here. But in Shanghai, there's a lot of gang activity and there's a lot of rivalries going on, and people are really taking advantage of the black market and, you know, just sort of the turmoil of what's going on. This time here in this era is very, like, technology is changing and, like, the population, there's a lot of immigration going on, so it's a very, like, bustling atmosphere.
And there's enough chaos that criminal organizations can really take advantage of. There's plenty of opportunity and there's a lot less oversight.
And of course, they cause a whole bunch of problems, and to make a long story short, Kenshiro kicks their ass, and then he also gets his face in the paper for congratulating him on taking out some gang activity.
It seems like there was going to be a gang war. Kenshiro steps in, but then the government in turn starts going after Kenshiro's gang, and then all hell breaks loose past that point.
And then sort of the other side of the story is this mysterious young girl, I know we've never heard this before, is traveling in what seems like a desert. I mean, I didn't really know that there was a desert with camels near Shanghai, but sure.
I mean, isn't parts of central China pretty desert?
I'm not saying it's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I was surprised. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know. I was just like, I was not expecting that. They seem awfully close to Shanghai for this. Unless that traveling was actually much longer than was shown. And there is a man who looks a lot like Kenshiro, but he's wearing all black. So that's how you know he's a different person.
And his hair is slightly different.
His hair is kind of slicked back a little bit more. And that's Lu Feiyan, who is trying to get her to this military officer named Geis. And this person also is connected to Kenshiro, although the two of them don't know what that's about yet.
Well, first he tries to hand her off to... Were those guys Hasidic Jews?
I have no idea who those people were.
Well, he hands them off to these guys who they honestly want to protect her, but then evil dudes, who we don't really get who they are, come and murder all of them, and then Liu has to come in and murder all of them, and he's like, ah, I can't leave them with anyone. Well, I guess I could try to leave them with Gaius, and then he takes her over to Gaius, but then Gaius also gets killed.
And he gets killed by the Undertaker. I'm pretty sure that that's who that guy is. is. So, mysterious martial arts being thrown around.
There seems to be multiple schools of the North Star, because, like, Gaius is, like, some sun version of the Fist of the North Star.
And it's possible that Lu is also some branch.
Which, I thought in the original TV show, they were, like, super strict about keeping, like, only one master, but it's been long enough and I'm not, like, some Fist of the North Star lore fiend.
But it's all, isn't it also possible that that happened after this? Like, maybe because of whatever happens here, then they start doing it that way?
Maybe. I thought it was, like, the ancient tradition of them.
I don't remember. Somebody tell us.
I mean,
I guess I could Google it, but I'm not gonna.
Or it could just be retcon. Hey, that used to be it, and then they had all these branches, and then they have to get culled, and we just never talked about it until now.
I mean, also, the writer of Fist of the North Star, I think, might play fast and loose with the rules. I'm just saying.
What?
Maybe. So,
like,
you know.
Like, how Kenshiro gets random family members whenever needed.
So this is all CG. Did we mention that? I don't remember if we did.
No.
So this is the CG, you know, kind of Berserk-like. Better than that, though. Although we don't see a ton of intense fighting. We just see some, you know, just a bunch of not great dudes getting their asses kicked, which doesn't count in the world of the Fist of the North Star / Blue Sky. So, like, once Kenshiro and Lu face off, because clearly that's going to happen, because they are, like, thrown together in, because now people think that they have murdered Gaius by the end, and so they sort of unwitting fugitives and partners.
Well, at first they both think that the other one murdered Gaius, and then Kenshiro pretty much figures out pretty quickly that it wasn't Liu, but Liu seems to suspect him longer, and they're both about to throw down, but someone always interrupts them for then. So, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest fight we saw was when Gaius dies, and that was pretty, Undertaker takes him out pretty quickly, actually.
I mean, the frame rate at the beginning of the episode is not good.
It's also, there are only two types of people in this world. There's just Muscle Man. Everybody who's any kind of fighter is like that. And they're just so oddly proportioned. They seem almost a little more realistic than the quote-unquote realistic people, like Kenshiro's girlfriend or the little girl they have to protect, who have, like, normal human proportions. But they then thereby fall much more into the uncanny valley because they have regular human portions and are not just a slab of meat with the face.
But also, it's that type of CG where nothing moves, you know, that everything is so molded to them that it just, something about it, I mean, obviously it looks weird, but.
I mean, I remember that the scene that stuck out to me the most was when they're in that train station, because you see a lot of people moving around, and it's probably the only scene other than some of the, like, scenes with, like, peasants or, like, shop owners that has, like, regular humans, and you're like, oh man, it's very clear how, like, stiffly people move in that scene. I always feel like Fist of the North Star had this, I mean, I know it started out as a Shonen Jump title, but it has, like, that decent blend between Shonen action series and Seinen that I feel like made it really popular, whereas Fist of the Blue Sky just seems to be, like, all the way in Seinen in a way that really, I felt like I've never seen it click with people as much as Fist of the North Star. Like, even a fraction as much as Fist of the North Star. And I feel like this regenesis does not do anything to help that, like, off-putting nature of Fist of the Blue Sky.
I also just wonder if it's too derivative of itself, and then it's also doesn't have sort of the dystopian world that was so crazy with people who have been exposed to radiation and, like, all this stuff, and there's mutations and just sort of the wildness of the setting.
But I was also feel like Fist of the North Star is usually pretty simple, and it's Kenshiro, like, every arc is there's a bad guy, Kenshiro wants to either get revenge on them or wants to put right what is wrong. He goes through a bunch of trials, gets up to that big boss guy, they have a fight, Kenshiro saves this area, moves on to the next. Whereas this was trying to have, like, politics of the time, and gang politics, and war politics, which I feel, I don't know, it's just overly complicated for the Fist of the North Star formula as well. I don't feel like it really adds to that. It's just like, it seems to be like trying to be a more mature Fist of the North Star, but I don't feel like it really adds any fun or thoughtfulness.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.